Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have any being. Well, David is saying elsewhere that he doesn't want to die because when you're dead, you can't praise the Lord. Because death is unconsciousness. You're not conscious after you die. You don't go to heaven or anything like that. We wait in unconsciousness until Jesus returns, and then there'll be the resurrection of the body and the judgment, and we will live forever in God's kingdom. So, while you've got life, use it to serve God. That's the idea. So life is the most valuable thing that you've got. And if you think that, everything's bad in my life, well, you've got life, and that's the greatest blessing. Don't trust in princes or in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth. Breath is the same word for spirit. He returns to the dust. In that very day, his thoughts perish. Well, there you are, a clear statement that after we're dead, the breath goes back to God, the life force returns to God, and we return to the dust. Just like God made Adam from the dust of the earth, and he was there as a dead body, and God put his breath into Adam's nose, and Adam became a living soul, a living creature. So the soul doesn't go on living after you're dead, and the spirit is this life force that is in the animals and the natural creation in us, that when we die, that is taken back by God. And so David says, don't trust in men. They're just very weak. And yet people tend to think, if I've got him as my friend, if she's going to be on my side, then all shall be well. And yet he says, don't trust in the Son of Man, whose breath or spirit goes forth, he returns to his dust. But happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his hope, and whose hope is in Yahweh, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in it, who keeps his truth forever. So then you want God on your side, because he will not die, and he is not weak. He executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord looses the prisoners, opens the eyes of the blind, raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous, preserves the foreigners, relieves the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down. Well, when is this going to be? When does God open the eyes of the blind? And when is he going to execute justice for the oppressed? It doesn't seem to be in this life. Well, no, it's going to be when Jesus comes back in the kingdom of God. And so the last verse, the Lord will reign forever, even your God, O Zion. That's the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, unto all generations, praise the Lord. So he's talking about the time of the kingdom, when God's kingdom will be established forever and ever. And God will reign in Zion, in Jerusalem, forever. This is the time when we get justice. This is the time when the eyes of the blind are opened.